In the beginning of the creation, Lord expanded himself in the form of the Purusha incarnation, accompanied by all the ingredients of material creation. First, he created the 16 principal energies suitable for creation. This was for the purpose of manifesting the total, manifesting the material universes. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. The commentary of Madhva and Srimad Bhagavatam mentions that the following 16 spiritual energies are present in the spiritual world. Number one, Sri, two, Bhu, Leela, Kranti, Kirti, Tushti, Gihi, Pushti, Satyaha, Jnana, Jnana, Jaya, Utkarshinihi, Bhimalaha, Jogmaya, Prauhi, Isana, and Anugraha. 16. In his commentary on Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Sri Baladevidya Bhushanam has said that the above energies are also known by 9 names. Those are Bhimala, Utkarshini, Jnana, Kriya, Yoga, Prauhi, Satyaha, Isana, and Anugraha. In the Bhagavat Sandarbha of Srila Jiva Goswami, verse 117, they are described as Sri, Pushti, Gihi, Kanti, Kirti, Tushti, Ila, Jaya, Vidya, Vidya, Maya, Sambit, Sandhini, Ladini, Bhakti, Murti, Vimala, Yoga, Prahi, Isana, Anugraha, etc. All these energies act in different spheres of the Lord's supremacy. Chajaitvamar, Paramaradha Gurudev, Sri Srimade Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaja Vasya, Tatparvata Swara. Yadyapi sarvasrayati ho tati sansaro yadyapi sarvasrayati सर्वाश्रयती हूँ कहते संसार अंतरात्मा रूपेती हूँ जगत आधार. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Although the Lord is the shelter of everything, and although all the universes rest in Him, He as the Super Soul is also the support of everything. Although He is thus connected with the material energy in two ways, He does not have the slightest contact with each. In the Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami commenting upon the Lord's transcendental position beyond the material qualities says that Vishnu as the controller and superintendent of material nature, has a connection with the material qualities. That connection is called yoga. However, the person who directs a prison is not also a prisoner. Similarly, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu directs or supervises the qualities of nature, he has no connection with the material modes of nature. The expansions of Lord Vishnu always retain their supremacy. They are never connected with material qualities. One may argue that Mahavishnu cannot have any connection with material qualities, because if he were so connected, Srimad Bhagavatam could not state that material nature asks entities to come, to become abhors to the Supreme Lord, remains behind the Lord insideness. In answer to this argument, it may be said that the word guna means regulation. Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva are situated within this universe as the directors of three modes, and their connection with the modes is known as yoga. This doesn't indicate, however, that these personalities are bound by the qualities of nature. Lord Vishnu specifically is always the controller of the three qualities. There is no question of his coming under their control. Although the causal and elementary supplying features, element supplying features exist in material nature by dint of the glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord is never affected by glancing of the material qualities. By the will of the Supreme Lord, different qualitative changes in the material world take place, but there is no possibility of material affection, change or contamination for Lord Vishnu. That we read in verses in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela chapter 5. Srila Kaviraj Goswami speaks about the creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead creates this material manifestation, and how first he created the 16 principal energies suitable for creation. And those 16 energies are given in the purport of Srila Prabhupada, how Srimad Bhagavat gives, and how Sri Balade Vidyabhushanam, giving commentary on Lagu Bhagavatamrita, gives 9 names. How Jiva Goswami in his Bhagavat Sandarbha describes those energies. Then Srila Kaviraj Goswami says that although the Lord is the shelter of everything, and although all the universes rest in Him, as the Super Soul, He is also the support of everything. Although He is thus connected with the material energy in two ways, He doesn't have the slightest contact with it. This is very, very confidential truth, spiritual tattva. This could be understood only by the devotees whose hearts have been cleansed by chanting the holy name of the Lord under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, this couldn't be understood. however great a person may be, learned or pandit or scholar may be, or however great philosopher one may be here in this material world, however great scientist one may be, he cannot understand all these things. How is it possible that although Supreme Lord is connected with the material knowledge in two ways, he doesn't have the slightest contact with it. He cannot understand it. But the devotees, those who come under to disciplic, bona fide disciplic succession, those who have accepted bona fide spiritual master and are chanting the holy name of the Lord under the guidance of that spiritual master, they can understand it because they are free from material contamination. Otherwise, it cannot be understood. Therefore, all the Vaishnava acharyas and the authorities, the spiritual authorities, Vaishnava authorities, they say that the Lord is always the Supreme Lord in all spheres, in all positions of this material world. Though he is above the material world, he is such as Ananda, still he acts here. How Mahapurusha, Mahavishnu, glances of the material energy and hesitates him or thereby material creation takes place. But he is not connected with the material nature. He is never affected by material changes here in this material world. Therefore, all the acharyas say that Supreme Lord couldn't be understood, and his activity also couldn't be understood by the mundane pandits, or scholars, or philosophers. They say those who depend on the material senses and knowledge acquired from material senses, they cannot understand this. The conditioned souls, those are under the control of the Maya, or material nature, they only know about the material body and material senses. They want their sense gratification, give pleasure to their senses. And they think that if the Supreme Lord cannot be understood or seen through our material eyes or material senses, then that Supreme Lord is not at all there. He has no existence. They say so. Whatever we can accept, we can understand, we can know through our senses that may be love, or we accept it may be love. But those who are pure devotees, they say that Supreme Lord is always transcendental, Sachidananda. He cannot be understood through material senses. There are some atheistic sampradaya, Gnostic sampradaya, atheistic community, they say that which is not accepted or understood through the indriyas or senses cannot be said as vastu. Do you know vastu? Mad. What are we saying in English? Vastu. Vastu means, in English we may say matter or object. But vastu is Sanskrit word. The Supreme Lord is the real vastu. In Srimad Bhagavatam this has been stated. Dharma prajjita kaita vatra parama nirmatraan sadam vidyan. Isn't it? Vastu vastu sivadam. That verse says, vastu vastu sivadam. That Supreme Lord is the real vastu, vastu vastu. And sivadam is all auspicious. But this materially conditioned people, and those depend on their the senses, material senses, they say that when that Supreme Lord cannot be understood through our material senses, that is not vastu at all. They say so. So they say, there go. There is no existence of the Lord. We cannot understand, we cannot see, we cannot feel also through our senses. It cannot be felt through the material senses. How can it exist here? This is. There are some community, they are Sandevadi. They have doubts. You understand? Doubtful community. So they say, there is doubt in the existence of the Lord. After all these communities, people of these communities, they want to know the Supreme Lord through their material senses. So they are either speculators or atheists or doubtful persons, sandevadi. From this, it has come out, this nirvishesha brahma, jnana. This has come out from all these communities. Those are atheists. They think, as if the Supreme Lord is a worker in their field. But Srimad Bhagavatam says, and the Supreme Lord when comes as Gaurav Sundar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that one cannot see Lord or understand Lord through his materially conditioned senses or through his mundane knowledge. You understand? This. So one must have to accept the bona fide acharya. to understand this doctrine. Then question arises, who is Acharya or Mahadana, who is not? You understand? Who is Mahadana, Acharya, and who is not? First I'll speak in English. I am the N. Oriya. Then English. Who are Acharyas? Who are not Acharyas or Mahadanas? You understand? Mahadana jena gata supantha. Sastra says, one must follow the footsteps of Mahadana. But who is not Acharya or Mahadana? Who are not Acharyas or Mahadanas? You understand? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj says, today, in this age, the so-called mundane scholars, pandits, they post themselves to be Mahadanas, Acharyas. They speak all nonsense, contradictory to the philosophy of Vaishnava Acharyas. And they say that this is Bhagavad-katha or Bhagavad-katha. And most of the people today accept them as Mahadanas. And what they say, they accept that as Bhagavad-katha or Bhagavad-katha. But Srimad Bhagavata says, in sixth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 25th verse says, prayeno veda tadidam na mahajano ayam devya vimohita matir vata maya yaram trajyam jarikruta matir madhu puspitayam vaitanike mahati karmani yujyamana. That means those who are deluded by devi maya, Vishnu maya, those are captured by illusory energy. Those who are against Lord Vishnu, they cannot be Mahadana. The conditioned souls has four defects. So, those conditioned souls, those of these four defects, cannot be said called Mahadana. Therefore, we should not believe in such community, such sampradaya, those who are material conditioned. A dukandar, a shopkeeper who sells things, has many things in his shop, and he says everything is first-class quality. You take it, because he has to sell it. But we should not believe in these words. So all these communities, all these so-called Mahajanas, Acharyas, materially conditioned pandits, are like shopkeepers here. They are selling their own theory. So we should not believe in that. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj says, they just build up the simple-hearted people here, and they are thus directing them to the wrong path, in the wrong path. So we should not believe in their words. There is no need of believing them. There is one community, and it is known, very popular here. They are just saying that we are, what do you say, Samanyayavada? We are just equalizing or what you say, uniting everything, huh? Huh? Samunyava, do you know?
Because I spoke to a man yesterday.
Yeah. You are just equalizing or uniting everything, all dharmas, sarva dharma samunyava. You understand? This samanyavadi, they are just cheating the simple-hearted people. You understand? They are known as pasandis, as thus displaying pasandapa. Pasandapa, do you understand? Pasandi, pasandapa.
Offender.
All right. In this world, those people who want to enjoy the material world, bhogi sampradaya, we say, that community, accept such people as mahajana. But we should not believe in that. Because they are not all mahajanas. Who is the real mahajana? It has been stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. And those mahajanas come under bona fide Bhagavat Parampara. Srimad Bhagavatam, the essence of Allah, all Vedas. And it is a great impartial scripture, nirupikya sastra. In any language, in any country, in any language, such a scripture has not yet been written. We are unqualified persons, unworthy persons. We have no qualification. We are so unfortunate. Therefore, we want to see Lord in a different way, without accepting Srimad Bhagavatam. But Bhagavatam says, nirastakuhuko satyam param dhimahi. We cannot understand it. There is no this bani, this statement is very broad sense. There is no narrowness in this statement. So Gaura Sundar, Srimad Mahaprabhu came, he preached Srimad Bhagavatam. If we accept the teaching of Srimad Mahaprabhu, then will be saved from this pretenders. You understand? From this so-called mahajanas, from this samanyavadis, this dvacho, dvacho, a rogue. The rogue who is just bewildering the common people. You understand? It's dvacho, it's a rogue. Srimad Mahaprabhu has saved us from the hands, clutches of such dvachoras, rogues, by praising Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? We are conditioned soul. Only we can understand or we can conceive such a thing that has three dimensions. You understand? Length, breadth and height. We cannot conceive a vastu or thing that has fourth dimension. You understand? philosophy, very deep philosophy, not easy thing. We cannot conceive of such a thing that has fourth dimension. How can we conceive? You understand? So, Supreme Lord is that sphere where there is fourth dimension. So how can we conceive for materially conditioned senses? We cannot conceive at all. Parabolic curve. You understand? Parabolic curve. Or we may say two parallel lines cannot meet, generally stated. But in that fourth dimension, they may meet, they meet. But we cannot understand it, we cannot conceive it. Because in our knowledge, our conditional state, we are in condition, we are conditional state, so our knowledge is defective. There are four defects in the conditioned soul. Our senses are defective. Therefore, we cannot understand all these things. So we cannot accept anybody as Mahajana or Acharya, those who are under this condition, those who cannot understand the thing, fourth dimension, they cannot be Mahajanas, you understand, or Gurus. And we should not believe in that, in their statements. To accept a bona fide spiritual master was this conception of the thing of fourth dimension. Then you can understand through his mercy. Otherwise, not possible to understand all these thoughts spoken here. That is what it is.